Whenever you booked, you asked for a table for two. This is what a table for two likes. It's chairs facing each other in a restaurant. That's what this is.
We said we're two people who want a table.
Okay. You been to any restaurants before?
Yeah, and they normally don't have issue with us even setting the seats on the same side of one table or at right angles to each other, so we're not in each other's eye line.
Have you ever seated two spies? It's a bit like that.
Yes, and I'm going to offer the same solution to you that I offered to them. One of you can sit in the bathroom, and the other one could sit at the table.
No, we need to be in the same place. It's a lot like parallel play, like children do.
Okay.
We're not interacting with each other, but we're both content with our own meals.
Yes.
And we like that the other person's there, but we don't need them.
Sure, I've got my Switch with me if she doesn't want to talk to me.
Okay, I have another suggestion. We have bouquets of flowers. I can put that in the middle of the table. You're not looking at each other.
What's the problem with just moving chairs?
There's not the space. You'll be sat on the knee of the person beside you. This is a tiny restaurant.
Okay.
Well, that could be a new friend.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. On the table next to the one you serve for us, there's a couple. They're not getting along. We split them up, split us up, and everyone's happy.
Look, we tried hosting a swinging night.
It's not swinging.
That's not what we're suggesting.
I will not be talking to the person opposite me.
What are you suggesting? Speed dating? We tried that too. We've tried lots of things to keep this premises open, and we've landed on a tiny pizzeria. There's not enough space between the tables where you can sit at 90 degrees. You have to make eye contact. I've offered you flowers. You rejected my flowers. If you want to come up with your own private arrangements with the table beside you, you need to do that in your own time.
Welcome. Back to Dunbracken.
Of, you know, being a fishman and moving to a bakery has been a very different vibe, but I just want to say thank you for all letting me join so gracefully. It's been really nice. So thank you so much. It's nice to not have to work alone, you know?
Yeah, Agatha, but the reason that we're having this in the team meeting is that someone keeps swapping the sausage rolls for fish rolls, and the customers are upset, the staff are upset, everyone in the staff, other than you, Agatha.
I'm sorry, that was me.
Well, see, you know,
I was trying to make Agatha more at home, and I thought fish rolls would be nice for her.
Well, it would be nice to have been consulted.
Sorry, you're right. I shouldn't make an executive decision as just the pastry boy.
I think fish rolls are a perfect idea, and I think...
I was just trying to include you.
No, it's made me feel more welcome than I ever could have expected, and...
Now, it's made us less welcome in the town, I admit.
Yeah, and this HR meeting was,
Yeah, I was thinking this morning, I was like, Will I tell them or will I let Agatha get the chop? But my conscience came through in the end and I'm sorry for all that I've done.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that you're just trying to make Agatha feel welcome, but you can do that in the staff kitchen, but that doesn't need to be on wholesale for the customers. Yeah. And Agatha, it's not a HR meeting. It's a team meeting for everyone to bring up any issues that they might have with other colleagues in a fair an anonymous way that will be dealt with. So does anyone have any other issues at the moment that they need to raise?
Well, I'll be honest. I don't really quite like that Darren doesn't wear any pants.
I really was not expecting this. You've really just called me out in front of the entire staff.
Well, well, yeah.
Couldn't you have brought this to me? Like, one-on-one?
Agatha, this was supposed to be anonymous. We weren't supposed to just out each other.
Shirley, like, is this not the point of the meeting? Is to...
We just said it was anonymous, though.
Yeah, we raised points that might point the finger in a general direction, nothing too specific. So you could have rephrased that by, I've noticed that some members of staff aren't wearing pants, but that is allowed because that has been pre-allowed by upper management.
Yeah.
I would have been okay with that.
Yeah, no one would have been any the wiser as to who it was directed at.
That could have been about anyone.
Yeah.
Any of us?
Yeah.
Right, well...
And to be fair, Darren, you do wear the apron quite well, so I mean...
I wear two aprons sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. So you just... You're breezy, but there's nothing dangerous.
I'm sorry if I'm sounding a bit crazy here, but I just don't want to see Darren's bum in the bakery.
That's why he started wearing two aprons.
An apron on the back.
But every time you're going into the freezer and every time you bend down, your bum's there.
Agatha, if you didn't want to see buns, you shouldn't have worked in the bakery.
That's derivative. That's so derivative.
To be fair, that freezer is awful breezy, so I mean...
Yeah, we could close a window.
Yeah.
You could just not look.
We should rename it the breezer.
That's derivative. You can't keep making jokes like this. It's not right. This is a gross miscommunication.
Well, we had pre-approved it before you had...
Sounds like things worked a whole lot different over in your fish store.
Where there was only one of you.
What if I stopped wearing pants?
Well, it would have to get pre-approved.
Yeah, it would have to go through upper management.
Which is, of course, Terry is upper management, so it would be your call.
Well, that wasn't quite as anonymous as I would have liked, but it's a known fact.
We're supposed to be anonymous. We're not supposed to know who is upper management and who is underling. We're fine. Somebody found that it worked better in an undercover boss situation if we never knew who was the real boss. Somebody found that out.
And I hope one day I'll find out which one of you rascals it is.
I found out.
Hey, Robert, this is Golden Goose in the bathroom. Has the target come into the restaurant? I'm still in the bathroom. Don't worry, I'm ready. But if the target comes in, let me know, because I'm in the bathroom. And you're out there. Is it a nice seat?
What did you say your name was? Good, you're over at Trucker FM here.
This is Rabbit.
You call me the Golden Goose?
Are you not Golden Goose, my partner?
No, my name is Morpheus.
What happened to Golden Goose?
I don't know no Golden Goose, but it sounds like your friend's been disconnected and you've managed to get over on the Trucker radio here. How you like that, fellas? Anyone else out there? Come on, Clementine, I know you're there.
Yeah, buddy.
There's Clementine.
Well, this is supposed to be a private channel between two super secret spies, so like...
Oh, you're a spy, are you?
Yeah, Rob.
Good on you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Who are you spying for? I hope it's us.
I'm in the bathroom of a small pizzeria, but yes, it is for our country.
Oh, which is. Oh, I don't like that silence.
Some of my favorite moments of my life have been in a small toilet.
Tell me about it.
There's been no action in this pizzeria tonight, so...
Oh, that's a shame.
Honestly, you know what?
Where's the pizzeria? I'll mark it with an X on my map.
It's on the M2. Just...
Yeah, X, zero stars.
Zero stars. Yeah, it's not that good.
That's what I got.
Yeah, they kept saying you have to make eye contact or else you have to stay in the bathroom. I'm out there waiting for someone to come in the bathroom. Might be the target, but my partner's in the restaurant making horrible eye contact with everyone.
Don't like eye contact in the bathroom. That's a bad vibe.
I only make eye contact with the road. So wait, you're waiting for someone to go into the bathroom where you are?
Yeah, it just...
You might be waiting some time.
All right, it's gone up to 2 stars, so...
Well, I'm just hoping that, like, if he doesn't catch the target, then I will. Sometimes even targets gotta pee, you know?
Who's your target?
Man called Max. He's holding some important security information for my company.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You tell me what road he's on and I'll run him over.
He's driving a red Volvo.
Oh, you can crush that easy, Clementine. In that 18-wheeler, that'll be no problem with you.
Oh, yeah, I won't even lose momentum.
Oh, that'll be great, yeah. As long as all the pages go everywhere and they're indiscernible, you can't read them, that'll be great.
Look, I'll run over them. You gotta do the cleanup.
That's fair. No, I'm hoping that you... Sorry, was it Clementine?
Yeah.
Rabbit here.
You said it was a yellow one?
No, a red Volvo.
Oh, that was a close one.
Oh, thank God. A red Volvo.
All right.
Red Volvo.
Do you have a license plate or just run over all?
Just run over any of them. All prejudice. He might not be on the road right now. He might be parked up, but let's take no chances.
So it looks like the apples are off again.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Should we keep selling them?
We kind of have to. They're just one of those staples you need to have in a shop, but nobody ever comes to Jimmy's petrol station for fruit.
But there are a few good apples, but I guess they're going to get quickly oxygenated by the bad apples. So should I make two piles?
No, I think you can just throw out the bad ones.
Oh.
I think that's fine.
Or turn them.
Turn them?
Turn them.
Turn them?
Turn them so the bad bit's in.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just another option.
What, so they're all disguised as bad apples?
No, so they're all good. They all look good apples.
But they're all bad apples.
We put the apple on the outside and the skin of the apple on the inside.
No. What? No. I'm not saying put the flesh of the apple on the outside and the skin on the inside. No.
I know what you're saying.
No, I think we...
Hold on a second. Is that something you can do? Todd, is that something you can do?
It's a tough process, but you know the way you can get an apple corker? So if you've already skinned it, you can just...
I don't think it's called a corker.
A little tube right through.
An apple corer? Are you putting an extra K in there?
You're right, it's not a...
I feel like you're putting an extra K in there.
Are you putting corks into apples?
Well...
Because that is an apple corker. That's where you take the core out, you core it, and then you stick cork in it, and that's a corker.
Okay, so I haven't been doing that. I've been taking the core out and putting little flags of cork in.
Little flags of cork?
Little flags of cork, but they can't see them. They're inside.
What's a flag of cork?
The county cork?
Flag of the county cork,
flag of the county?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm beginning to realize why the apples are going bad.
Yeah, this is...
It's only a few of them, but it's easy to tell because it's the ones that have been skinned.
Wow. Yeah. So they don't last long if you take the skin off and you core them. I think that's something we've learned here now, Todd.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So you want to turn them inside out, though?
No, not what I said.
No. I think you were talking about doing what you were initially talking about, which was oxygenating the apples with the badness of the bad apples.
Mm.
You know, being in the same breath of them.
Oh.
Todd, I feel like...
Sorry, Greg. Can I just... I don't understand what you were saying there. I know I'm just...
Okay, so we're at three different...
Do we have three different strategies as to how to manage these apples?
Sorry, an apple fell.
Yeah.
That one sounds heavy, so get rid of that. That sounds like a rock. I think it's a rock that I painted red. I think that's... Is that still up there?
It's been up there for a while.
I think that might be the apple that I over-oxygenated.
Is that what that is?
You painted it red.
Well, I did... I painted a rock red when we were out of apples and I put it up there.
So you're saying there's an over-oxygenated apple still in there?
Yeah.
All right.
But the rock's definitely gone. It was sold.
What's the process of oxygenation about? What do you mean you're over-oxygenating them?
Well, if
I... How are you over-oxygenating them? How do you do that?
You expose them to more... You cut them open and you expose them to more oxygen.
Why are we cutting the apples, lads?
Why are
we doing? Greg, why are you cutting the apples open? Why are you coring the apples? Why are we obsessed with the... Lads!
Why are you painting rocks red and putting them in the apple pile?
Because we were out of apples!
People can't just buy a red rock and then eat it.
No, but it was to show that that was where apples would be. It was holding the space for the apples.
A representation of apples.
Visually to keep the fruit stand looking alive.
Do you know what makes the fruit stand look alive? Live apples. You know what makes everybody know where the apples are?
Cork inside your apples.
Oxygenated or corked.
I feel like I'm going insane. I feel like you two are taking the piss out of me.
No.
You two are advocating for more apples on the stand, but all you're doing is cutting them up.
Make them look pretty.
Make people
salivate in the mouth.
Wait.
Number three.
Wait.
Yeah. Sorry, just has to ring.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
This meeting started with how to make more sales. Okay? Mm. And I feel like we've gotten sidetracked into the apples.
I feel like that happens every time. If it's not apples, it's always something. Last week, it was the rock, to be fair.
The rock was in. We had to try and, we were going to try and, monetize him. Like, if he's in, you take Dwayne The Rock Johnson's coming into the store, you have to take photo with him or something.
For sure. But I felt...
Oh my gosh. It's Dwayne The Dog Johnson.
Oh, he's going for the mascot contest. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look at that eyebrow. Wow.
It's amazing. That's incredible. So ripped.
He's shredded. Owner should be arrested. That looks like he's serious.
That is a sick sheepdog.
Only dog I've ever seen with a six pack.
Yeah. Oh my God. On his back as well.
Yeah. That's uncomfortable.
Six pack.
I would not like to be those sheep.
Oh, I think you'd be okay with the sheep because I think if he started to run, his heart would explode.
That's fair, yeah. Those legs do not look healthy.
There he
either.
Goes. Bye, Dwayne The Dog Johnson.
Someone speak.
I'm saying nothing.
No comment.
You can't force us to.
I will filibuster the crap out of a lot of you.
Say that as much as you want.
We've got nothing but time.
No comment.
Don't look at me like that, Barry.
I can look wherever I like. Sun's in my eyes the other way.
Yeah, it is. They used to be blind.
I can see your eyes streaming.
Yeah. Well, They've cut off funding and blinds are just a luxury nowadays that we cannot afford.
No comment.
Along with the kettle.
You're doing very well in the circumstances, officer. We're still not talking.
As much as we plead with you, we're not talking.
What if we didn't talk about the alleged incident? What if we just talked about, like, you know...
Is that why you were talking about the funding for the police station?
Yeah, or like the lack of.
Do you want us to, like, write a proposal for you or something? Because it would be worth our time.
I have really nice handwriting.
Because we're not speaking about the incident.
Hold on. He said something that wasn't no comment. Keda, comment on that?
I have really nice handwriting.
He does, that's
yes,
true.
You do.
No comment.
So you're not giving me a statement, but you'll write me a proposal.
Yeah, it's dire in here. Like, if I had to work here, I'd leave after a day.
We're really trying to give back to the other criminals in the area.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you know, be something to pass the time.
And you can use any kind of pen?
Biro, preferably.
Not fountain, okay. Not fountain pen, no.
Biro can also be a weapon.
Fountain pen gives it a certain gravitas.
I don't know what that word means.
Makes it seem, like, really important.
Still don't know what that word means.
Oh, okay. Makes it seem big.
Big, oh.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Get me a fountain pen.
Do you think the regional board of police funding are really going to care?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty much all they talk about. Have you been to... No, forgive me. No, their committee meetings are very much filled with how the application has been written. It's really more important than what's on it.
Well, in that case, have you thought about your paper type?
Well, we don't... Unfortunately, we are unable to currently afford the luxury of paper.
What were you planning to write it on?
Well, I bought in my Cheerios box from home. I finished them this morning.
Have you primed it at least?
No, how?
Have you thought about the laminator?
No,
that's like, not going to go for a laminator machine.
It's going to be more than one page.
I just like, officer,
I wiped
you haven't...
the crumbs off it, and I did draw like a straight line down it using the other half of the cereal box. Oh, so it's cut really straight.
I don't mean to be overstepping the mark here, officer, but it sounds like you don't want extra funding for the station.
No, I really do. I bought in my cereal box.
I bet you can't even afford a fountain pen.
I have a Parker fountain pen.
Did you bring it from home?
It's maroon.
Have you any ink for the pen? You're off to a bad start altogether.
Yeah.
Look, it's not just our time you're wasting here. It's your time as well.
Yeah.
Get it together.
I mean, if this was Dragon's Den, I'd have been out a long time ago.
I don't even know what I'm going to eat for breakfast tomorrow, guys, to be honest. Like,
did you not keep the bag of Cheerios?
No, the Cheerios have gone, and like they're just so expensive now, you know, and the nearest Lidl is like, I don't know what, like 12 miles away, and
be honest,
petrol in my car is a luxury I cannot afford.
Was it even Cheerios, or was it Honey-O's?
It was Cheerios, all right? Straight up the line, Cheerios.
You said Lidl.
I resent.
Doesn't sound like a Lidl brand.
No comment.
Oh, look how the tables have turned.
Look who the liar is now, officer. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Pathetic.
Come in. Rabbit. Golden Goose, please. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Would you be able to mind my pizza? I just need to use the bathroom.
I was told I wouldn't have to talk to anyone. They said I could make eye contact, but... I'm here with my aunt, side by side, and we didn't think you'd be.
I was going to be here with my date, but they're in the bathroom.
You haven't touched your pizza.
I will look at your pizza, if you could do me a favor.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at my date. Is he handsome?
For me, he's about a 7.
That's pretty good.
For me.
That's pretty good.
I don't know your type.
No, but
what's his hair like?
It's a little unkempt.
Oh.
I had a busy day.
Apparently he had a busy day.
I can't hear him.
Okay.
I haven't made eye contact.
We've been talking, we just haven't looked at each other. I know that my date is, I think, Auburn.
Yeah, no, you're...
I am, yes, tell him I am.
She's way out of your league, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
You
that's
can
exciting.
Do so much better.
Okay, because I felt there was a connection and...
No, we've been first having time, such a nice time.
The first time I felt like I could be myself around someone, but if I can do better...
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, totally. But don't stand him up just yet.
It's not...
Can you look after my pizza?
Of course
while
no.
While I go... Look for my date in the bathroom.
I can show I'm very chivalrous. Okay. I'm responsible.
I mean, you didn't offer to look after her pizza.
What?
You didn't.
I was going to, but I had to make sure that they were coming back. I didn't want to risk.
Oh, no, I will be back. Yeah. I'm just making sure that my part, my...
You don't need to put a label on it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We haven't labeled this yet.
What number date is this?
Number one.
Yeah, that's true, Ellie.
That's what we both agreed on, yeah.
Okay, like, you've got that in common.
It would be crazy to leave all this
yeah,
right
that would
now.
Be
Hold
insane.
On. You 5 seconds ago, you said I could do better.
Yeah.
Has he gotten better or have I gotten worse?
As in, do you think you're saddling? Do I think you're saddling?
Yes.
I mean, I think physically you could definitely get someone better, but like, you guys seem to be on a similar wavelength, and sometimes that's what matters to people. I mean, not me. I'm very shallow.
I'll never look at you. I promise to never look at you.
I don't like that promise. I would like him to look at me at some point.
Oh, well, then I'll promise to look at you sometimes. No,
can you both look at my pizza while I just
snip out?
Of course,
no, sorry. We'll continue this if
I'd love to meet them.
If my rabbit's in the... Wow.
He's already looking for someone else.
That's a really cute name for someone.
Yeah.
Can you stop flirting with someone in the bathroom while I'm right here?
I'm not flirting with anyone.
You haven't... I was going to say, you haven't even seen them, but you haven't seen me.
Okay, just one sec. I'll be back.
Of course.
I will know if you've taken any of the toppings. I've counted how many olives are on this.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think she knows how many cheeses there are?
Okay, look, the reason we had to have this meeting was because there's three of us here, right? And we are not bringing in enough money.
No, for sure, but it's a family business and I feel like it's hard to choose.
This is what happens when Dad keeps asking the three of us to come up with all the ideas.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know? Has he ever stepped foot in the shop in the past 6 months even?
No.
Well, you know he's in traction, so I mean, that's not fair.
I just don't think it's an excuse.
That's not fair to ask him to make his way down. Like, he's in bad shape. That's the accident. Yeah.
But at least a cursory glance in our direction would be nice. You
well,
know?
Yeah.
He is. That's yeah. all he can do.
So you're saying 6 months, it's fine for him to just live the high life and never...
Are you talking about the fact that his legs are suspended above his head? Is that what you mean by high life?
Okay, yeah, now that you say it like that, it sounded much better the way I said it.
Yeah, it did, Todd, because you're taking something that... sounds fantastic and glossing that over, you know, our dad who took, yes, most of the money out of the business and went on a skiing holiday, ill-advised, and fell down the Alps.
Yeah.
All of the Alps.
70 years
every
old.
Every single
Alp. And then they helicoptered him, like they rescued him and helicoptered him up.
Try that again.
And they rescued him at the bottom. No. And they helicoptered him up and they kept dropping him at the top and he kept falling all the way back down.
Yeah. Now that's
every single Alp.
That's the story he tells, but I don't know that that's true.
I'm pretty sure based on just looking at him that that's definitely true.
I don't know. I went up to him last week and was like knocking on things as he was asleep. And when I say things, I mean casts. And there was no reaction.
What?
He was asleep. And I was
that
like,
doesn't make a difference.
For sure it does, because if I did it when he was awake, he would know I'm doing it.
Todd.
So there needs to be a control. This is a scientific experiment to see if he's lying
science,
to us.
You failed. You failed medicine, Todd. Right? You dropped out of year one of medicine. You're not a scientist and you're not a doctor.
I could be, though. I can prove
that
we're
all sales assistants.
We're all assistants and we're the managers.
We're in a family business and on our contract... We're all sales assistants. We want to be managers. We have these meetings. They never go anywhere. We always just end up talking about feckin' shite.
But doesn't it bring the day in?
Bring the day in?
Bring the day in.
What's that mean?
Doesn't it get us through the day? Three brothers having a good time?
Just three brothers?
It may be arguing, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's the closest I've ever felt.
I'd never want to argue as a brother with any other people.
That's true.
That is true.
They would probably punch me, and I don't know.
Oh, and your brittle bones wouldn't be able to handle that.
I am brittle boned.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
I love you too.
Oh, number two. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Do you get any fuel today?
The person buying fuel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
sorry, is that what you're paying? Sorry, I should have just let you do it. I'm sorry.
I got 40 euro.
Shit, that's why there's three of... Yep, yeah, I didn't need to jump in. Sorry.
All right. Bye.
Do you want an app? Oh, fuck.
Good upsell.
It's worth trying.
Yeah.
Should have been the first instinct.
Yeah, no, it was worth a shot. And I honestly think if you just said the word Apple, I think
and
you might've
said it so much, but every time a customer comes, we stop.
Yeah.
Guys, do you think a petrol station just runs itself?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what Dad did most of his life.
It's just...
Wait, hold on a second. By that logic, we're getting in its way.
I could definitely see that being the case.
What? Hold on a second, lads. That means that everything we're doing to improve sales of all of the products is actually destroying the stock.
And the only thing we ever do most of the time is ask if someone's using the contactless card, which they're already doing.
Yeah.
And then one of us are like, oh, you
Are you using that?
Yeah.
We're just slowing them down from paying.
And we just spend the rest of the time trying to fix the stock, like, which, yeah, as you've well noted, we kind of just ended up destroying the bananas last week.
Yeah.
Remember you mayoed them?
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, you put all the mayo flags in the... And then you...
Well, I...
You painted,
I did.
You painted several dildos yellow.
Yeah.
And then said they were banana-flavored dildos.
And I over-potassiumed them.
You did, yeah.
We only got one complaint, though, that was just too much potassium
A deadly amount of potassium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not that difficult to get a deadly amount of potassium, apparently.
If I maybe had a finished medical school, I probably would have caught that, but...
Yeah, I read 7 bananas and you're dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we stop selling them then? That doesn't seem...
I think we should.
We shouldn't sell them in multiples of 7 anyway. Should we, like, paracetamol?
I think we should stop selling the apples as well, because apparently they've got cyanide in the pips.
Really?
Well, we can't have that. Well, you're coring them, so I guess we can sell the cored ones.
We can sell the cored ones.
And the corked ones.
I've been selling the, you know, like a donut hole. I've been selling an apple hole.
Oh, yeah, we should stop selling those.
Yeah, yeah. That's just...
I mean, no one's buying them. I'm selling them, but no one's buying them.
Ah, sure.
My 3 boys. on the wheelchair, finally.
Wow.
Oh, Papa.
Pops.
Well, God, look, he's just running the place. Running the
place. We're doing it, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
Giving it our best.
Look over there. Look over that. No reaction to me hitting his cast. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, I've lost all feeling in them.
It's a cast.
Convenient, Dad.
It's plaster Paris. You're not going to feel it through the cast. That's why they're casts.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Look, I just came to tell you all that I'm actually bringing in those new petrol pumps where you can pay at the pump. So
should we stand at the pumps then?
You can do what you like. But that's on your own time.
We'll still be employed, Dad.
Hold
on a second, Dad. You're getting rid of us.
That'd be the main thing. But
that'd be the main thing.
That'd be the main thing, all right, yeah.
No, I get it. This is tough love. You're going to put me through medical school again, right? That's what's happening. Yeah.
No, Todd. No, I won't. I'll be taking that money to go on another trip.
You can't ski again, Dad.
I'll ski until I die.
Yeah, truckers. Was that the third Volvo? Did any...
Clementine, can you confirm how many are dead now?
Did any peepers fly out of that Volvo?
Well, this is just a car parking lot, so I'm just running over the Volvos here.
Did it look like any peepers? I'll clean it up, I swear, but did it look like any peepers?
No peepers, but none of them are red so far.
Okay,
so,
move on to the next one. Was it red?
I'll be honest, it's pretty dark. I can identify some Volvo before I can get its color.
That's fine. Just at this point, we're in the muck of it now. Any
what
Volvo you see.
M6?
M6, yeah. Any Volvo you see.
Clementine, I couldn't help but hear you on the radio. I was just calling up with your recent eye test for color identification problems. It would appear that you were...
Thanks, Doc, for... going on the radio.
Yeah, no problem. I tried your mobile 3 times and you didn't pick up, but that's sensible.
Left it at home.
Well, it's also sensible.
Kept getting scam calls.
Right, okay. Doc, while you're there.
Yes?
How's it looking on my results?
He's been waiting a long time. I can't wait on mine.
I can tell you, you do see color.
I'm so sorry.
My God, that's news to me.
Doc, hey, it's Rabbit here. Mm. Please don't tell me that Clementine there has tutor anomaly. And struggles with red to green because...
Yes, that's the exact problem which I'm calling up with. There's been some awful tragedies in that car park. I'm sat across from the diner here, and that's why I thought...
That's why I've been running so many traffic lights.
Yes, that would make sense. And I will try to write a letter to the sheriff's
office.
Okay.
So sorry about that.
I'm going to suggest a new tactic, Clementine.
I'll come in a restaurant, I hear you.
Yeah, that's good. And then we can discuss if red, green, or brown Volvos should be taken out.
All right, what's the parking situation like?
Actually, it's cleared up pretty well since you flattened most of those cars. Could you check for my partner out there?
Well, all right, what does your partner look like?
I haven't looked at them yet.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Kieran Sands, Luke Benson, John Close, Eddie Goodwin, Rachel Coulter, Min Witz, Adam Crossan, and Joe Donaldson. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.